to ask you about the so-called platelet breast cancer registry. I thought that was an interesting study. I hadn't heard about that before. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, Clalit is a healthcare provider in Israel, and they have used the Ricanus score as part of the guideline for several years. And they actually, the physicians treat according to the Ricanus score. So they published their experience, which is a prospective, essentially, population-based study, where the majority of the patients with Ricanus score 0 to 18 did not get adjuvant chemotherapy. And they've reported actually excellent outcomes for these patients, both in node-negative as well in some node-positive patients. So the results actually from the Clalit registry are very consistent to what we've seen with other data sets, both in node-negative and node-positive patients, including the SEER data sets that has published and presented, linking their experience with the Oncotype DX with clinical outcomes from the SEER registry with over 45 or 40,000 node-negative patients. So the Clalit data are very consistent. Most of the data we've seen with the Oncotype are actually very consistent. We haven't seen any aberrant data that you scratch your head and say, why is this different than before? It's all very, very consistent in terms of the outcome and benefit from therapy.